When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. It is another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight. And in the studio, we have Grand Haven Main Street's Shondi Pompey, Executive Director. So good to have you here. How are you, Shondi?
I'm doing great.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you, Tom.
Bones About Town kicks off. Well, there's so much to talk about. What do you want to talk about first?
Well, Bones About Town. I mean, this kicks off on Wednesday, October 1st.
It does.
Oh, my gosh. It's such a fun event. And over 150 skeletons throughout the downtown and centertown shopping areas.
I love it.
We'll have 11 at City Hall this year. 11.
No. And so, then 11 alone at City Hall, that's a lot.
Yeah, well, it's a big building. So
there you go.
But it's such an exciting thing to come and see, right? It gets people out downtown. The weather has been fantastic. So cross your fingers. We have a good, nice fall-ish October.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, where it's nice and cool and crisp and the sun is shining and the leaves are changing and all that stuff.
So there's just... walk around and shop and check out the stores and vote on your favorite skeletons.
I love it. I love it. And so I know I'm going to be participating with Sarah Leach from Ottawa News Network. We do a podcast called Two J's in a Pod. So we'll have something and I'll let the audience know about that. Is there still time... this, you know, as of today, is there still time for people to get in on the Bones About Town?
Yeah, for there retailers and stuff to get in.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want to participate, if you're a retailer or a business in downtown or the Centertown neighborhoods, yeah, give us a ring. Email me at cpape@grandhaven.org.
Easy enough. It was a great summer.
Oh my gosh, really great summer.
You had a
hot summer.
It was a busy summer.
Like, great, busy summer, but yeah.
Everybody happy down with Grand Haven Main Street and everything that went down on in summer and Bluey Night and all that. Well, Bluey Night was moved inside, I remember.
I know.
But still.
The one time we had rain all summer was for Bluey Night. But that's all right. It still was a big hit.
It was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And now we also have Chowdown Centertown. Tell me about this.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be here before you know it.
I know.
It's a week from...
a week from Saturday.
No.
Yeah, October 4th. From 11 to 5, Chowdown Centertown. It's the fifth year that we've done this. We're pretty excited. We're trying to navigate our way of how we're going to do Chowdown moving forward because we're not doing them all vendor, you know, booths. But this year they're doing a vintage clothing market.
Whoa, where?
In combination with Chowdown Centertown. So come down to Chowdown, get some good grub, and then shop some vintage clothing and vintage... you know, vendors. And
my eyes just lit up. You see that?
I mean, you can get vintage jewelry, vintage hats, vintage shoes. Vintage
they had really
clothing.
Small feet back then. Though.
Yeah, I don't know. This is true.
No, but I love the vintage hats and gloves and all that. That is
like
so cool.
Some really cool vintage stuff. So it'll be a great time, as always. October 4th, 11 to 5.
Wow.
It's down in Centertown, so all of 7th Street.
Very, you know. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very,
and then, of course, you can check all the shops there and the restaurants, JW's and Tendon and Green and, so fashion forward consignments.
She's doing some fashion shows or something, I think.
Yeah, they're working on some fashion show ideas for the day, too, that we haven't finalized all the details for that, but it's still going to be a great event. So,
very, very exciting. What are you guys working on with Grand Haven Main Street? I mean, you're probably... you probably have light night all done. You know what's going to happen with that, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is our big season of events, and I'll come to talk more in detail about all of those as the season moves on. But we've got light night coming up, Fall Fest. Before you know it, Wine About Winter will be here, right?
Oh my
Which
gosh.
Is our biggest fundraiser. So this is our busy season of events for Main Street. So other than that, I mean, we've also got a lot of development and stuff going on, right? The hotel's going to be
big.
Coming along, Chinook Pier, the approval for the land lease with the city just got approved. So we've got that going on.
Yeah.
We've got some Centertown stuff that'll be happening in the next year. So the next year and a half is going to be a little crazy with some development in town and stuff. So we're super excited about that.
Always something going on, you know. And I know that you visit other Main Streets. We've talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
Did they come and visit us this summer? Or was it in the spring?
We really haven't had anybody come visit us this year. But we will actually have a group of other communities visiting us this Thursday night.
We are wonderful. Hosting
A networking event through the Michigan Downtown Association, which we're a part of. And I'm giving a tour to some other communities so they can see what we're working on and some things that we're doing. And so I'm excited to share about all of our new developments that are happening and some things that are going to be happening. So that's happening Thursday.
That's kind of cool.
To kind of host, you know, a group.
Yeah, it's kind of like as an executive director of Grand Haven Main Street, you're learning new stuff all the time,
right? All the time, yes.
And you guys are, it's kind of like trial and error. Well, this worked here, it'll work again this year. Maybe we should do this differently. Do you guys, when you do an event like Chowdown Center Town, do you guys do like a follow up afterwards? What worked? What didn't? That kind of thing. That's really important. Yeah.
And we, you know, I do talk to many other community leaders, and we talk about different ideas and shared ways to make things easier, or you know, to make things more successful. Whether it's marketing or follow up or getting the word out. You know, it's just I try to. We try to visit me and a couple cities. Staff, we try to visit a community once a month.
Oh, wow. Very
outside
cool.
Outside of our community or outside of the immediate area, so that we can really get a great idea of what other people are doing and sharing ideas. And it's been a really great connection with those city leaders, too. We went to Alpena last month.
Oh,
we went
fun.
To St. Joe on Monday and chatted with the city manager there and the planner there. And it's just been a really great experience. And sparked a lot of ideas and a lot of thought about how we can change it up and make things exciting. And
it's fun.
Yeah. Do some
I'm excited.
Stuff.
And I'm excited for Halloween. I love the trick or treating that we do. And you'll also do a trick or treating on a Saturday. Am I correct about that?
Yeah. Fall Fest is on October 25th.
I love that.
From 10 to 1. So trick or treating is 10:30 to 1.
I love that.
And I'll come back in about a month and talk more in detail. But man, do we have some really great stuff in the works for this year's Fall Fest.
Really?
So, yes.
Really?
We're finalizing some new things. We're going to have, you know, the same old, we'll have touch a truck, will announce the Bones About Town winners and have all of that, but we're looking to hopefully have some giveaways for voters, not just the winners of the Bones About Town, but if you vote, you can win.
Oh, very cool. Okay.
We have a lot new, more activities that will be happening at Fall Fest this year, so so much to do. We're finalizing all of those plans hopefully in the next week or so, and then
I'm excited
to come back and chat about it. It's really cool.
Oh, I'm so excited. And I have
stuff.
You know, grandkids now, and we went last year and we just had so much fun just pulling them around in the wagon, and they block the streets off, and so it's safe for them to run around. It's just a really safe event.
You know, and we've really been lucky the last couple of years. We have great weather.
That's a fact,
knock on wood that we had some good weather this year.
It's good to see you. I know I didn't see a lot of you this summer, but I'll make a point to try to see more of you this fall. But lots going on in Grand Haven, and that's always a great thing, right?
Yeah, always a great thing.
And I have met so many people I didn't even know, businesses and the women in this town. I say this all the time, you guys could rule the world. You guys, I've met so many incredible people running businesses, men and women. But I'll tell you that the women in town, you guys get a lot of stuff done, and it's great to see. It's an inspiration.
Yeah.
It's been another It's been another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight. Thank you, Shandi.
Thank you. So go down.